Well, hi everybody, and welcome back to the show. I'm walking along the beach at Ocean Grove in Victoria, Australia. Ocean Grove is a little, beautiful little hamlet, I guess you'd call it, on the Barwon River, just across the river from Barwon Heads, about an hour and a half south of Melbourne, quite near Geelong for those of you who know the territory. And I'm walking along this beautiful beach, and I'm walking west, so out to my left is that little bit of island between, that little bit of sea, I mean the ocean between the mainland and the Apple Isle, Tasmania, the beautiful island of Tasmania. It's a little bit windy, so apologies for the wind noise, but you're in the outdoors anyway, so we just have to suck it up and enjoy it. And today I want to share with you, I've got a pretty interesting story, and I think I've got an interesting idea. And I find when change happens, with great change comes great opportunity. And the great change that's happened at the moment, and this is going to be of particular interest to my American listeners, and also I think, and this is going to be some upcoming changes in legislation for my Canadian listeners as well. And that is the recent finding against the National Association of Realtors in the USA. Now, I'll tell you what the finding was in a sec, but this is not a political or I'm not looking to score any points here. There was a court finding in Kansas City in November last year in 2023 that essentially found the National Association of Realtors, or the 1.5 million members as a collective, I guess, guilty of, I think it's antitrust legislation it's called in the US, or price fixing. And again, don't hold me out on the correctness of the legalities around what I'm about to say, but long story short, the system in the US and in Canada is, and most of you are going to know this, if you're not in, most of my Australian and New Zealand clients will know this anyway, or those that are not in the US, but the system is a payment, or the commission structure is 6%, and that's 6%, or 5 to 6%, as a rule, as a general rule, is split between the selling agent and the buying agent. So if I sell a property, I pay my realtor or my real estate agent 6%. That comes out of the costs from selling the property. And my selling agent will be splitting that 50-50 with the buyer's agent. So that's what goes on there. I don't really like that system. I don't think it's fair. Just a quick observation, just a sidebar on that for a sec. I don't think that's fair, because what that means is if I'm financing the buyer's agent, that means that I'm actually paying a professional to screw my price down if I'm a seller. And I don't think that's right. Anyway, I'm sure not everybody agrees with what I'm saying, but there's some mighty changes coming, because if the powers that be have made this decision that the NAR are in fact guilty of price fixing. In March of this year, 2024, there was a financial finding against, or an award made to, a bunch of claimants for an amount in excess of $400 million. I think that was full and final settlement. So the NAR are responsible for paying that bill to the claimants in the award, because they have been, like I said, found guilty of price fixing. And the essence of that finding was that as a collective, the 1.5 million, approximately 1.5 million NAR agents, or the agents that operate under the National Association of Realtors in the USA, failed to let their selling clients know that fees were actually negotiable. So the inference was, or the finding was, that they led them to believe that they didn't explain it correctly, that the fees were negotiable. So that's what's going on with all of that. And there are going to be changes. Now, some people think that the price of real estate is actually going to fall because the fees will be less for real estate agents. I don't think that's right. Real estate lives in a free and open market, in an open market environment. There is no recommended retail price on property. It's not structured, it's not regulated. So property, as we all know in real estate, or even if you're not in real estate, property can be anything. And we've all seen, or property results can be anywhere. And we've all seen property sale results well in excess or well below of what we might reasonably think the property should sell for. And I think therein lies the opportunity, because now that there's going to be, you know, a massive public education around the fact that real estate commissions are open to negotiation in the US, there's going to be some changes. And what's going to happen immediately is that agents will be lowering their fee to get the business, and they are going to be following the market, and there'll be price cutting or commission cutting, that's probably already happening, and lowering their fee to get the business. So, and that's great. A lot of people are going to do that. I don't think that's a great idea, because if I'm going to be working and if I'm skilled as a real estate agent, I think I'm entitled to my fee, whatever that might be. And I think there's a better way that you can defend your fee, because if you've made the decision that you're just going to compete and you're going to drop your fee to be less than the next guy, what are you going to get down to? 2%, 1%, 0.5%? And your remuneration is just going to have to be less than the next guy if you want to get the business. So personally, I think there's a better way. And I think that better way is to be able to communicate to your selling clients that you can actually get a better result. Because I think every seller wants three things. They want a top market price, obviously, you know, potentially above market value. They want the best price they can get. I've never met a seller that says, "Oh, Ray, just get me a reasonable price. I'm happy with whatever you think." Everybody wants top money, of course. That's the first thing. Second thing is that they want a sale in a reasonable time. And why wouldn't they? And the third thing is, I believe that every property seller is looking for a rewarding real estate experience. So I think the real estate agent, company, individual, who can effectively package up that offer to deliver that result, can expect some good business, can expect to be able to charge the fee that they deserve. And if they can illustrate to their client that they can produce a better result, then that's the obvious choice. That's the way that they should be heading. So I just wanted to share the fact that I think that there's now a huge opportunity for agents to be able to jump in and, you know, define what it is that they bring to the table and better articulate or illustrate their offer. And I think there's a number of ways to do it. One of the best things, I think, from a marketing point of view that you can do is provide a quantity of top quality client reviews. So, you know, to say that ABC Real Estate were really helpful and you know, they helped us with our sale is not really that powerful, when you can say something like, "Working with John Smith was an amazing experience. I don't know how John was able to negotiate with five buyers at the same time, and the selling price was way beyond our expectations. We're telling all our friends." Something like that. So that is powerful and compelling evidence when you're marketing, and that's the sort of thing that people take, you know, sit up and take notice. That kind of social proof is really, really valuable. So that's one thing that you can be doing. Because if, you know, the public, I think, believe all agents are the same and they think the property sells itself, and we all know that that doesn't happen. And there's a number of variables around selling a property that will, you know, influence and affect the price. And that's obviously supply and demand. That's obviously how well the property is presented. It's obviously the skill of the agent's skill to find buyers. And I think there's a huge opportunity there. And we've got the perfect storm at the moment. Oops, here's a wave. Oops, I didn't see that coming. I was too busy talking. In any case, it's all good. Not too much damage. And I think that the perfect storm at the moment is with the rise and rise of social media, the advent of fairly advanced artificial intelligence that we can use with our marketing. And if you're able to use a system, and I know a guy, who can help you get your marketing in front of more sellers, then I think that's a very compelling argument. And if you can have that kind of saturation in the marketplace, then I would suggest that you want to be doing it. Now, the advantage with AI is that, and I'm not talking about ChatGPT and writing better content and stuff, I'm talking about the brain of AI. And what it's actually doing at the moment is, with the right platform, you can create an advertisement, create some marketing, you can create a headline and some compelling copy. And then what AI will do is it will create, you know, dozens of different combinations of that ad that you can use with your pages, and it will live test them. So it will start to test these. It's called A-B testing, but it's really A-B-C-D-E-F-G testing. I mean, there's dozens of different combos it's creating. And what it's doing is it's going to direct your daily budget to the best performing ad. And the long story short to all of that is that your marketing is going to be put in front of more eyeballs for less money. So you'll see that your click-through rate will increase. We're seeing click-through rates of 30%, where the industry standard's like 2%. And we are seeing cost per click come down from $2 to something like 3 or 4 cents. So AI is really coming to the table with some amazing results to be able to help us get our message out in front of more sellers. So one thing I was thinking that I wanted to mention on this episode, way back in the day when I first started marketing my real estate business, I came up with this concept that there is no recommended retail price in real estate. In fact, that was my pitch, and I can tell you right now, you could wake me up at 4 a.m. and I could tell you exactly what it is. And it goes like this: Mr. and Mrs. Seller, the thing I love about real estate is that it has no recommended retail price. We use a system that helps our clients influence their marketing and their selling price so they achieve top dollar. Can I show you how it works? So wouldn't every seller be looking for somebody who can help them achieve the best result? And wouldn't they be looking for the evidence that helps them produce the best result? So my suggestion is, if you're in the USA, look for ways that you can retain your fee, retain your income, be rewarded for the hard and awesome work that you do, because you are achieving a better result. And when you achieve a better result, you really start to stand out in your market, and you can proudly say that we are getting better results for our clients because our marketing is better. And if you're using the AI kind of marketing that I was just talking about, you're automatically getting your marketing in front of more eyeballs, and you're going across multiple systems. I mean, what's working really well at the moment is Facebook, obviously. Instagram's working very, very well. LinkedIn is really powerful. There are more high-income users on LinkedIn than any other platform. As you're probably aware, it's the choice of high-earning professionals. So LinkedIn is a very, very powerful social media platform to advertise on. YouTube, of course, and there's Google Ads. Of course, there's TikTok and all the rest. So you've got a bunch of options when it comes to marketing. So if you'd like to know more about that, by the way, as I said, it's the system that we use. It's called Real Easy Ads. We've been working it now for about 12 to 18 months and getting amazing results for our clients. More than happy to give you a live demo and show you how it works. I just think there's a huge opportunity at the moment, whether you do it with us or do it with somebody else, but you've got to stand out and offer something different in your market. You've got to have a USP or a unique selling proposition, as I call it. And it's a very, very powerful thing. And you want to be able to communicate that to the market. Otherwise, there's only one alternative. You're just spiraling downward, ever offering lower commissions to try and get the business. So I definitely think there's a better way. Anyway, I'm going to get on with my walk, make my way down to Barwon Heads. I think I might have myself a lovely double shot skinny latte. And those of you familiar with the quality of coffee here in Australia will know how excited I am to be to be grabbing a coffee. All right, I hope you have a beautiful day, a beautiful week. And if you need any help, please reach out and let me know what's happening. Okay, cheers and take care.